Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Angel Nicole Overstreet vanished from Huntington, West Virginia back in 2021. Her story was unusual. She was born to a troubled mother who had already lost custody of her other children, and her father, Shannon, had quite a lengthy criminal history. Nonetheless, authorities figured living with father would be the better solution for Angel. And for a couple of months, things seemed good. Until a custody battle would arise, because it was soon learned that Shannon might not actually be Angel's biological father. With this custody issue, Child Protective Services shows up at the house, and suddenly Shannon claims that Angel is not with him. He said that CPS workers already came to the house and took Angel. But they hadn't. And Angel Overstreet was missing. Caitlin Rowe's case was in the middle of a road trip home when all communication with her family suddenly stopped. She had recently flown home to Louisiana to purchase a new-to-her SUV. She visited her family for a bit and then began the journey back to Colorado, where she was currently living. She would make this journey alone. Caitlin stayed in touch with her family throughout, and on August 5th, 2022, she called her dad for some help. Her GPS wasn't working and she seemed to be lost. He tried to talk her through getting back to the right roads when suddenly the call dropped. Calls back to Caitlin went unanswered. A strange trail of clues led authorities up to Oklahoma and found Caitlin's abandoned car in a very suspicious way. But there were no signs of Caitlin. Caitlin Case was missing. Hello, and welcome to an update episode of the Where Are They podcast. I have two brief updates for you, an update on the Angel Overstreet case and one on Caitlin case. Both are devastating and both stories are not over yet. However, we do have some more answers in each of these cases. We first told Angel's story in September of 2022, and finally, over a year later, we do have an update. I told Caitlin's story in January of 2023, and this is one I have followed pretty closely, and recently there has been a big development in her case. First, thank you so much for following along with these stories. If you do need a refresher on their cases, please go listen to their full episodes. Both investigations are moving along, but there is still work to do to get justice for both Angel and Caitlin. I appreciate everyone who sent me these updates also. Please send me any updates that you may come across in any case. I do follow all the stories that I've covered, but we're over 300 cases now, and things are bound to be missed sometimes. You can send me an email with any updates, feedback, or case suggestions to canwefindthem@gmail.com. Let's start with the story of Angel Nicole Overstreet. In February of 2021, Angel Overstreet was born into a very confusing life. A mother who had already lost custody of all of her other children, and a father who had a long history of violence and crime. Angel was born in a home in Kentucky, and after spending a few days in the hospital, she would go home with her father, Shannon Overstreet. Her mother, Julie, having already lost all of her other children, was not permitted to take Angel home with her. For a couple of months, things seemed to be going great for Angel. Shannon, who left Kentucky and was now living back in Huntington, West Virginia with Angel, posted pictures of her constantly on social media and seemed to be a doting and loving dad. During that time, Angel only had one short visit with her mom, and then the unthinkable happened. Shannon received devastating news about the baby that he had believed to be his daughter, and a custody battle would soon begin. In late April of 2021, with Angel just 6 weeks old, Shannon received news that a DNA test he had taken previously showed that he was not actually Angel's father. A man by the name of Elijah Fry took a paternity test as well, and he was identified as the biological father. Elijah then filed for custody of Angel. Because of this legal issue, Child Protective Services did a check on Angel at Shannon's home in May of 2021, but Angel was not there. Shannon actually told them that he had handed the baby over to CPS a couple of weeks earlier. West Virginia CPS, however, didn't have Angel. And after checking with Kentucky CPS, wondering if maybe they had come to get the baby, they realized that Kentucky didn't have Angel either. So the searches for Angel Overstreet began. Was Shannon telling the truth? Did someone show up at his house and take Angel? Of course, many people were suspicious of Shannon. He had a history of violence, after all, a long one. He was even arrested for beating up his own mother. In June of 2021, a month after Angel was last seen, authorities did search Shannon's home. In Huntington, West Virginia. They also searched his property that he owned in Kentucky, a piece of property that had a pond. They even drained the pond itself to search for any signs of the infant. On December 1st, 2023, just a couple of weeks ago, as of this recording, Shannon Overstreet was indicted by a grand jury for murder and concealment of a deceased human body. In the press release, it was stated that this stemmed from the June 2021 search out at Shannon's Kentucky property, the search that took place over 2 years ago. Police have not stated if they have found Angel's remains, but they did confirm that they had significant evidence that Shannon Overstreet caused the death of Angel and hid her body. I'm sure we will learn more as the trial nears next year. Shannon was already jailed on charges of forgery and maliciously assaulting his mother. That assault on his mother was so brutal, in fact, that she ended up at a care facility with a brain bleed. There were 8 different agencies involved in this investigation: Huntington, West Virginia Police Department, the FBI, West Virginia Intelligence Fusion Center, Kentucky State Police, West Virginia State Police, the U.S. Marshals, Kentucky Child Protective Services, and West Virginia Child Protective Services. There was some great concern over the last few years that Angel's case was forgotten about or not given priority by law enforcement. However, all of these agencies involved lead me to believe that they were working diligently behind the scenes to figure this out. I'm not sure why it took 2.5 years to indict Shannon if evidence was found back in June of 2021, unless they had to wait on things like lab reports or they were somehow just that backed up. Time will tell, and I'm sure we will have answers very soon. Shannon Overstreet is currently incarcerated and awaiting trial in the murder of Angel Overstreet. I will keep an eye out on this case and share any updates over on the socials for you. This is still an active case, and authorities are asking anyone with any pertinent information regarding the murder of Angel Overstreet to contact detectives at 304-696-4420 or call in an anonymous tip at 304-696-4444. Caitlin Rose Case. I recently reshared the coverage we did of Caitlin Case's story. If you aren't familiar with how she went missing, please go check out that episode first. Caitlin Rose Case vanished while driving home to Colorado from Louisiana. Somehow, after becoming lost in Texas, Caitlin stopped all communication with her family. It was the evening of August 5th, 2022. At first, they believed that she was just in an area with poor reception. But as time went on, they became more and more concerned. Especially because she had just been lost when they were talking to her. There was also a strange pattern of travel that Caitlin took during that time that left everyone puzzled. A path that took Caitlin from Texas into Oklahoma. On August 12th, a full week after anyone last heard from Caitlin, Caitlin's brother went to Best Buy, and with the help of an employee there, they used the Find My Phone feature to locate Caitlin's phone. The brother immediately called their father, who was already in Oklahoma trying to find his daughter. And with this new tip, the father immediately found the spot where the phone was registering. And sure enough, there was Caitlin's SUV. It was wedged between two trees hovering just above the Kiamachi River, which was 75 feet below. It looked almost as if someone had tried to push or drive the car off of this cliff, but it had become stuck in between two trees. All of Caitlin's belongings were found in the car, but there was no sign of Caitlin. So the search for Caitlin case began. Was there someone else involved in her disappearance? No one knew. And if so, who could it be? She was traveling alone. Caitlin's family was fearful that she might have picked up a hitchhiker, something she had done previously on road trips. In fact, one time she picked up a woman hitchhiking, and this woman happened to be a little bit crazy, according to Caitlin. And she said she was a bit frightened for a few moments. Could Caitlin have had a tragic encounter with a hitchhiker? One lead came from a neighbor of the property where this car was found. This property is a gated property, and she recalls seeing two vehicles go down that drive on the night of August 5th, but only remembers one coming back out. Search teams had come out after her car was found to scour the area, but the property owner would end up making them leave. Caitlin's family was fighting hard for answers, even as weeks went by and then months. Even at the one-year mark, they knew they had to keep pushing. On October 13th, 2023, someone out walking their property in Fort Towson, Oklahoma, came across human remains. A search of that area turned up human remains on two different parcels of land. This location was just a half mile from where Caitlin's car was found abandoned last year. Detectives took the remains in for testing and just recently have announced that they were able to positively identify the remains as being those of Caitlin Case. She was identified using dental records. A cause of death has not yet been determined, and law enforcement said that the autopsy report could take another 4 to 6 months. Caitlin's family did indicate they want to pursue a wrongful death charge or charges against someone or someones. However, the statute of limitations for doing so is 2 years. And with this process taking so long, there is some concern that that time limit will pass. This was the message that the Case family posted on their Find Caitlin website. We are devastated. We will remain vigilant. We will pursue truth and justice for Caitlin. We are grateful for each and every one of you that have been with our family on this journey. We pray for patience, strength, your prayers, and continued support. The Case family. This is still an open investigation, and authorities do want any information that you might have regarding what could have happened to Caitlin. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Caitlin Rose Case, please contact the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, Southeast Investigative Regional Office at 580-298-5525. Sadly, these two updates today are both tragic. The wheels of justice do indeed move slowly, but I'll be watching closely for any additional updates. Show your support and love for Angel Overstreet and Caitlin Case by using the hashtags Justice for Angel and Justice for Caitlin on any social media posts regarding their stories. Be sure you are following us over on the socials. Anything new that pops up, I'll post over there first. And of course, I always welcome your feedback and case suggestions. You can always email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing person case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.